From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Tuesday, October 15th. North State skywatchers have a chance to see a rare comet. It will be visible to the naked eye this evening and week. NSPR's Dave Schloem has more.
Comet Tsu-Chin-Shan Atlas graces the western sky in the early evening, and it's a striking object to view through binoculars. To find it, go outside about 45 minutes after sunset and look due west. Brilliant Venus is easy to see a bit lower and to the south of the comet. Use it to guide you to the comet, which will become more apparent as the sky darkens. Find Venus, look to the right and up a bit. If the sky is reasonably dark and clear, you'll have no trouble spotting it. Tonight will be the best chance to see it, but as long as the sky is clear, it'll be visible all week. While they are a source of meteors, comets do not streak across the sky. You can see the motion of the comet as it leaves the sun and Earth over the course of days, but it will appear to hang in the sky just like the moon and planets do. The comet gradually rises in the evening sky and recedes from Earth, dimming through the middle of the month. Comets orbit the sun in long parabolic orbits. The last time this comet was in our part of the solar system was around 80,000 years ago, so this is definitely your only chance to see it. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Dave Schloem.
A controlled burn will take place in Magillia today. The 21-acre project will be at the Magillia Fire Center and will begin at 8 in the morning. CAL FIRE and the Butte County Fire Department are overseeing the operation, and numerous fire engines and hand crews will be present. Smoke may be visible in the upper ridge area into the early afternoon. Controlled burns make wildfires less likely to spread by reducing the amount of flammable material in the area, and also provide live training for firefighters. CAL FIRE says this particular burn occurs as part of the agency's commitment to the Vegetation Management Program, a project with the goal of treating 100,000 acres annually in California. And in similar news, today the Oroville City Council will discuss whether the sale of safe and sane fireworks should continue within the city limits. The city clerk said the meeting will take place at the Oroville State Theater instead of City Hall because a larger-than-average turnout is expected. According to the Oroville Police Department, fireworks have been a reoccurring topic for the council since early July, when the city temporarily banned the use of all fireworks during the Thompson Fire. Today's meeting starts at 4:30 in the afternoon. The discussion on fireworks will begin at 5:15. And in other news, it's become increasingly difficult, sometimes impossible, for Americans to discuss politics civilly. The strains run from national political figures to people shouting at one another in Board of Supervisors meetings. NSPR's Ken Naval tells us how one nonprofit has launched a campaign to help with the issue.
It's called Building Bridges. The multi-year effort will entail education and community events. The hope is to engage residents across the political spectrum. Abby Locascio is a spokesperson for the United Way of Northern California, which is spearheading the effort.
We want to just be able to take some of the divisiveness and turn it down a little bit and be able to establish a norm where we're having civil, respectful, inclusive conversations, not just in Shasta County, but just in the North State as well.
The new program kicks off with two presentations from noted national expert Richard Harwood, who helps communities resolve their differences and instead focus on common goals. He will speak first in Oroville on October 28th and in Redding on the 29th. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Finally, Chico voters will decide on who should sit on the city council this November, and a majority of seats are up for vote. NSPR spoke with the candidates to find out their priorities and plans for office if elected. Monica McDaniel is running against District 3 incumbent Dale Bennett. She spoke with NSPR's Ken Duvall about why she's running.
I've lived in Chico for 30 years. I'm one of those people who gets involved with just about everything I can. After I graduated, I joined my first board of directors. I found that I really loved community service on that level. I first joined the Chico Arts Commission back in 2009, and I've been doing that ever since. I've chaired the commission three different times, and I learned a lot about city governance during that process and that 15 years of service. I've served under five different councils, and I've seen good choices and bad choices, and that's what makes me want to step up and run myself.
What do you see as the most pressing issues facing Chico broadly?
The biggest issue that's on everybody's mind is public safety and its many facets. One of them is the unhoused population. The current administration has been doing lots of things to work with the unhoused population, but yet we still continue to see people camping in the park. I've heard a lot of blame. I've heard a lot of things, a lot of lack of taking responsibility for the performance, and a lot of criminalizing people because they're poor. And that's not making the people who are unhoused feel safe. It's not making the citizens feel safe. And that's a big problem. And I think that we can do better as a community. We just had the park fire. Fire is a huge challenge for Chico. We want to feel safe when we're out recreating and in our homes. We want to feel like we're not under threat of fire. Flood is a big challenge now, especially in the wake of the fire. Chico is on its easternmost border, has a stormwater district that is the stormwater equipment is in good condition, but it's been there for 50 years and there's a lot of sediment there. Now, after the park fire, we're going to see a lot of that sediment coming down from the hills, and they could just simply overflow and that could cause a flood. And that is a huge danger for our public. Moreover, I think that Chico's lost its sense of taking care of one another. We have the Arhan sculpture in front of the city hall. That really means something. That means that people in Chico care about each other. We know each other by first name. We know each other by recognition at the farmer's market or at the grocery store. And we care about what happens with our neighbors. And I think we've lost that sense of community and continuity and caring about each other. And so public safety ultimately is my biggest concern. I think it's on a lot of people's minds.
You know, having identified those issues, if you win a seat in your district, how are you planning to address them?
Well, my biggest strength as a human being and also as a leader in our community is community collaboration. If I sit here and tell you, I've got this plan and I've got that plan, that doesn't really matter unless other people are working together. And so my biggest plan is to work with other people. So for the unhoused population, there have been a number of community service providers that have been prohibited and blocked from doing their good work, like Safe Space and North State Shelter Team, for instance. And why aren't we bringing in volunteers? So myself as a volunteer, as a very active working volunteer in our community, have been blocked from even doing some of the work that I do. And that's just for arts and culture. So how are other more meaningful organizations getting blocked from collaborating together to help solve our community problems? I think that's the biggest way that that's how democracy works. You know, together we are united, we are stronger. And I think as a community, Chico is united stronger. So the first thing that I want to do is listen to some of the ideas that might have been cast on the floor and see if we can rework those and create some positive outcomes.
So what sets you apart from the other candidates running, the other candidate running in your district? And why do you think voters should vote for you?
I think voters should vote for me because I work hard. I work tirelessly to support the community. But what sets me apart from my opponent in particular is that I look deeper into the solutions of problems and try to find a meaningful outcome in ways that differently than my opponent does. I just would like to share with listeners that I have a passion for our community, that I love to give back. Chico has put its arms around me when I've gone through difficult times, and I want to give back to my community and help them through difficult times. So I would like people to vote for me if they live in District 3, Monica McDaniel, because I believe in the Chico way and I believe in the goodness of my fellow citizens. And that's why I stepped into doing this.
That was Chico City Council District 3 candidate Monica McDaniel speaking with NSPR's Ken Duvall. Find a longer conversation with McDaniel and other candidates on our website, mynspr.org. For several weeks, NSPR has made multiple requests for an interview with District 3 incumbent Dale Bennett through email, social media, and by phone, and received no response. The invitation to Bennett still stands. And those are your headlines for Tuesday, October 15th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Noor Grove.